Change the season and don't let the season change you. On today's episode, we're going to help you and your partner examine how external events might be shaping you instead of you being the one who's in charge, you and your partner naming exactly what you want life to be right now. We're going to give you practical tools and understanding to make that shift together.
It would mean a lot to us if you would rate our podcast, share our podcast. Our passion is helping ourselves and helping others suffer less. And we just really enjoy the work we do. And again, it means a lot hearing from all of you and reading all of our amazing reviews already, like, just makes our day. So thanks so much. Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin. And we have I think this is a great topic because it's something that we are 100% living right now. Mm-hmm. And it's also something that just affects all of us, is that we get really swept up into where we are in life, you know, into the things that are happening. Oh. The busyness of life, the events that are just unfold. And we oftentimes end up in like a super like reactive place, mm-hmm. where we're just sort of surviving. And so the title of this episode is sort of Change the Season, Don't Let the Season Change You.
And it's so perfect because it's almost fall. And fall is my favorite season.
I know.
But if you're going into a season that feels overwhelmed and it's running you, that's when it doesn't feel good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so, you know, sort of the first thing I think that's important to say is just like, you know, where we kind of want you to get by the end of this episode and what we think that this episode is going to offer you.
I would say, as you're listening to this episode, just ask yourself the questions, like, what season am I in? Like, what name would I give it? And are you controlling it, or is it controlling you? Because really what we want to do by the end of this episode is that you have a framework, and if you're listening to this in a relationship, right, with most people are, that you and your partner have a framework of really creating an intentional season that works for you instead of being victim to it.
Yeah. And I think, like, you just nailed something there that's
important. I love when you say
that. Too, like, that you and your partner also, if you're not careful, you could be in two separate seasons. And
that's not good.
And if you're not intentional, they could be seasons that are sort of opposed, that you may be reacting to the same events, but in a different season because of it. And what we know is that when you are connected with your partner, when you're in sync, when you know, like, what the two of you are working on together, things are better. I mean, and when you're not, when you're out of sync, it's difficult.
And why did we decide on this episode? Because we just, like, organically let it come to us. Because we were getting swept up. We had a big transition back from summer, and the kids started school and blah, blah, blah. We'll talk all about that. But we started getting caught up in it. And I just said to EJ, like, we cannot go back to letting our life control us. We can't. We can't. We know too much. We've done too much work. But I could feel the pressure of it. And this was just 3 days ago. EJ's like, Tara, I have a great idea for a podcast episode.
Because it was exactly what we're sort of like, going through right now, and what how we're trying to be intentional.
And
right,
like,
now,
always, usually most of our podcast episodes, when it's you and I are talking, are like using our own life experience within our relationship and getting through it, obviously, and then trying to help others recognize what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the first part of this is, like, let's just talk about, like, what does it mean to be changed by the season, Tara? Like, when you think of, like, us or couples that you and I have worked with, like, when a couple is being changed by the season, what's happening?
For me, I feel like you're not, like, in your best self, kind of. Like, when I know I'm being changed by the season, I have this, like, heaviness to me. Like, gosh, why does it have to feel like this all the time? Why does it have to feel so busy? Like, I'm in a questioning mode instead of a present mode.
Yeah.
And then within our relationship, it's like, oh, because of that, we're disconnected and I'm resentful of you because our life is so busy. It's just that whole story.
Yeah.
So when the season is controlling me, that's the feeling of it. I start to feel resentful of our life. I start to feel overwhelmed and I get really scared, actually.
Yeah.
How about for you?
I mean, the metaphor I think of is just like, you know, when it's winter, I have to wear a coat because it's cold. And when it's winter, I'm inside and I'm cooking warm food. Like I am completely just, I have no choice in like the seasons of spring, winter, fall, summer, you know, like I have no choice. And it's that same feeling, like I have no choice, that if our life is busy, I'm just busy. If we have stressful things going on in our life, I'm stressed.
Yeah.
We're stressed. If people are demanding of our time, I just have to, we just have to give people our time. It's saying like, whatever the external circumstances are that are going on around us, we just have to accept them.
We are stuck in it.
And stuck in it.
Okay.
And also what it means too is like that there's this total lack of intentionality, right?
Yeah.
That we're being reactive instead of intentional. That it's just like, whatever happens, we have a quick instinct and we just go with that because we're just surviving.
And just for people listening, because I think some of our listeners know, like we spend our summers in Maine because EJ works for a boys summer camp and we've been doing that. And so there's like a stark difference that happens for us in that transition from like Maine back to Arizona, from like being at a summer camp and outside all summer in like nature versus being back in the hot desert and then school starting. But a lot of couples don't have that significant contrast. So for us, the feelings of it when we come back, we're like, oh my gosh, here we go again. But for others, it's very
like subtle.
And so we really want to help because, again, I'm grateful that we have that starkness, but we want to help couples that have that subtlety that don't even know it might be happening.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, we did it within a week. We caught ourselves getting swept up in the season that did not feel good being overtaken. I said, EJ, we can't do it. We just can't do it.
Well, and I think what happens with couples, like sort of like when the season changes you, is if I'm just reacting, if like whatever's happening around us, I'm just reacting, I'm trying to survive. And Tara is doing the same thing. She's reacting and just trying to survive. Then we cease to feel connected.
Yeah.
That's what kills us. That's what really, you know, erodes our relationship.
Yeah.
Is that then like we're two ships in a storm, and sometimes we happen to come close to one another and have some interaction. But if a wind blows us one way, then, you know, I'm distant for 2-3 days, or Tara's anxious for 2-3 days, and we're not together. And I think that's what we want to help you as couples out there, is we want to help you say, like, no, we're on the same ship. Like, we're going to, there's high winds, and there might be some waves, or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's like boring and slow and not much is happening, but we're, no matter what's going on, we are going to be intentional, right?
Yeah. And so that was, I guess, kind of shifting into the next piece of it, like the reactivity versus being empowered by it. Like, I know I like to feel empowered. That feels really good because I know what disempowerment feels like, and that feels really bad. And I started to feel the disempowerment, and I started to feel like the overwhelm and the hopelessness and the powerlessness. And I just let it get to me for a couple of days. And then I was like, no, right? We have to get us empowered again. And it was like little things that I said, nothing's changing externally. Like you just said, we have all these outside events that are happening. And it was just, I said, EJ, in the morning, we have to hug and look at each other and be like, we've got this. Like, we have to be able to be empowered in whatever's happening. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about next, like changing the season.
Yeah, before we dive there, let me like say one more thing, because it just, what you said like reminded me of this, is the other part about letting the season change you is that, like with us, like it was about busyness, right? And a lot going on. And we have very different ways of handling that.
Mm-hmm.
And most couples do. Like, you have different ways of handling the same season. And if you're not intentional, what happens is like there's conflict then too, because sometimes, like you said, you want to like when it gets kind of busy, you want to like create lists and get really like specific and organize it. And I want to like, I'm more
run
of
away
like,
from
I'm,
it.
No, I don't think that's accurate. I think like, I want to surf. Like, I just want to like, okay, this wave came, like I'm on this wave for a while. All right. You know, I'm more of like, and that's my organizational system, which is not great, but like, you know, like we have just totally different ways. And then it creates conflict between us. And I think that happens so often with couples.
And for us, it happened quickly because we went from being like having a great summer, feeling very emotionally connected, having a lot of playfulness, right? We did, and like within 3 days of us getting back and everything taking over, school, grocery shopping,
old patterns were coming.
I was
up.
Like, yeah, it's gone. That playful side, that little part of me that like wanted to just like pounce on EJ and gone. Done. It will never exist again. I was so sad.
That was sad for me. So what we said is like, no, we're not getting swept up.
When I meant pounce on EJ, that's like a playful pounce.
Just a playful pounce? Like, well, I guess that's playful. Okay. So we want to help you change the season. That's what we're doing right now. We're saying like, you know, instead of this being a season that we would probably call overwhelm and maybe even fear.
Zooming season.
Zoom. Where our season instead is a season of connection. That's like we're saying like this is our season of being as connected as we possibly can.
No matter what. Yes. I said even if we have to not go to our son's basketball game to get 30 minutes of connection and we will do it.
Yes. Yes.
I mean it is the number one priority over anything and everything.
Yes. So what we're saying essentially is we're going to flip the narrative, right? Instead of the season changing us, we shape our season. And the way we look at it is there's sort of a three-step approach, right?
Well, you made the three steps.
So I made the three steps.
I'll let you know if I like
those
steps.
All right. So the first is just like, it's awareness, right?
Yeah.
It's like us as a couple recognizing, hey, these are the external events. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what's going on, you know, because it could be something like, wow, there could have been a tragedy or there could be grief going on within your family. There could be a kid leaving the house, you know, there's
back to school, so many things.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what is actually happening? Name like the external events that are actually happening, right? Mm-hmm. And ours was like busyness and just zooming and all that. And then the awareness shifts then to like, okay, well, what is the season we want to be in, no matter what externally is happening? Mm-hmm. So it's just this awareness of what's happening and what do we want to be in together while that is happening.
Exactly. And how do we want to feel during these external circumstances? Because what's happening now doesn't feel so good.
Yes.
Right? Because we'd like be doing our own thing and then come back and cooking dinner and like we hadn't even kissed or hugged for the day when we had been like kissing and hugging all summer.
Yep. And so what we did was we named, hey, we're back here. We said like, this is what's happening. We're increasing our awareness of what's going on. We're not just going to wake up every day and react to what's happening. We're going to recognize that. And then we're going to also, as a couple, sit down and say, but this is what we're doing in the midst of it.
Boundaries.
Which leads to,
right,
we're going to set some boundaries, you know, like, and so for us, one of the boundaries was we're going to have an hour of intentional time every single day, no matter what. We're going to put it on the schedule. And this is ours, you know, but it was a clear boundary that nothing gets within that.
I call it protected time.
It's our protected time.
Yes.
And I think that this is like, just in the week we've been doing it, you know, it created shifts.
And I'll say, I mean, we have our own business together, so it's actually on our calendar as EJ and Tara protected time. And I love that I came up with that name because it's protecting our relationship and our connection. Like, this is protected time. If I would have just put Tara and EJ meeting, we would easily schedule over that, but protected time feels something internally. So we put it on our schedule. And I will say this, it's not that we're meeting for an hour every day, But we know that protected time, whether it's 20 minutes or 40 minutes or an hour, is our time, and we get still and we ground ourselves and we share our check-in.
Yeah.
And we talk about our day, possibly like week, whatever we have going on.
And a couple of days this week, we were able to do it like face to face. This morning,
I was stuck in drive-through coffee.
Yeah, things got crazy. Like one of our kids forgot their ID at school, so I had to run, come back to the house, get it, then take it. Mm-hmm. Tara got into a line at the coffee shop that took about a half hour, but we called each other
so
during that time, and we did a check-in.
Yeah.
We talked about how we were feeling today. We talked about what we wanted to do for the weekend. We protected that time.
Yeah.
Right? And this is really talking about that third step, right? So we talk about awareness. We talk about creating boundaries.
I say one more thing with the boundaries?
Sure.
Okay. So we already, like, this was another thing because we already have, right? We got a new puppy too, just FYI. Not to
thought her life wasn't crazy enough. Let's get a puppy.
She's so cute. We love her. But another thing was, right, like EJ and I were, right, we, like most people, were busy. Our kids are in school. They've got lots of outdoor after school activities. We like to try to get a workout in. We own a business. We're growing our second business, just like a lot going on. And our son wanted to, he's already an amazing basketball player. And he's like, I also want to be on the baseball team. And one of the boundaries was, we can't, Joe, you can't do that. Yeah. I'm so sorry. That's actually, we're already very busy. We cannot, even though I love seeing him play baseball, we said no. We had to be able to know that that would just drive us even farther down the overwhelm. And so again, another boundary might be having to say no. What's okay? What's not okay? What can we handle? What will we take on and what will we not take on?
Absolutely.
So,
yep. Okay. Tara and I are going to take a pause right now in our conversation to share some important information about some things we're doing here at Relationship Renovation. We are launching a private coaching program where we're going to take on 8 couples and we're going to work directly with the two of you. It's Tara and I together. We're going to be meeting with you for sessions. We're going to work through the relationship renovation model. And there's a few other ways in which we're going to work with you that I think are going to be like super effective.
So get ready for the we transformation. We can handle this. We can communicate with compassion even through difficult times, and we can feel more deeply, intimately connected.
So if you're interested, all you got to do is reach out to us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. We'll schedule a 30-minute discovery call. We'll hear about what's going on for you guys. We'll tell you about how we're going to work with you. Again, we're only taking 8 couples, so reach out to us, coaching@relationshiprenovation.com, as soon as possible.
We really cannot wait to begin this journey with you.
So we have awareness of the external events. Mm-hmm. We have our naming of the season we're going to be in with our partner. We're going to begin to establish some boundaries that protect that space. Mm-hmm. And then this, I think, is the most important thing. And we did it with our protected time, is we want to create rituals
yes.
and practices that will ground us in the season that we want to be in.
Yes. So for example, in the morning when we wake up, right, and there's like 13 chores to do, dog poop, cat poop, feed dogs, feed cats, get breakfast ready, pack the lunches.
Make my smoothie.
Make your smoothie. Make breakfast. Give the vitamins. I mean, there's whatever, right? Before we go into any of it, we look at each other. We're like, we got this. If anyone's in a bad mood, we are okay and we are calm. That is it. That is what we did this morning and yesterday morning.
We met in the hallway.
And just to have that, like, okay, we've got an hour with all of these children and pets and we're going to be calm and we got this.
And that
was just one little ritual.
It could be a phone call. It could be a ritual of a phone call if you and your partner wake up at different times and have different like work schedules of like every morning at 7:15, we have a 10-minute phone call. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be these grand big things. It could be a text, like literally.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, it could be that. Mm-hmm. It could be before we go to bed, we recap the day together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something like that is dependable. that brings you together and embodies the spirit, right? Because for us, our season is connection. So that
we don't
hug
get a
in
lot
the
of
morning
time together,
is super important. But you know, let's like say a couple is saying ours is a season of peace, right? So what would be like a small ritual that a couple could do that embodies peace?
Meditate together.
Yeah, it could be like we sit in silence.
Go
for
on a
two,
walk together
for two
in
minutes.
Nature,
we go for a walk 3 days a week.
Yeah, yeah. Could be many things.
It could be if you're, you know, a spiritual person, it could be we pray once or twice together.
Yeah.
You know.
So ours right now is passing through the hallway like we got this.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
You know, ours is connection right now, which feels really good. And then we also do our daily grounding with each other to make sure we have at least 5 to 10 minutes where we're just where we are. We're just in it. We're present. Yeah.
So you want to look at when you name your season, you want the ritual and practice to be linked in some way to cultivating that spirit with you two together. Because that's one of our biggest tenets here is that like your relationship is the center of your family. It is the most important thing that you guys are connected in the life you want to have together and supportive in that.
And one of, like, there are some couples that are like, oh, we don't even know what to do. But one of the biggest things that we developed in our relationship renovation model is the check-in process. Because even if you don't know what to do, this kind of brings a structured way to having some intentional time together and you're just checking in so you can kind of see where each other's emotional landscape is. Like, let's just say we wake up and I'm in like a really sad mood and you're like in the best mood ever, which has happened many days. But recognizing like how we can support each other throughout the day. So starting with a check-in, you're just saying, here's how I'm feeling right now. And, you know, here's my intentions for the day. And then you can kind of know in how to go in and support that person. Like the other day, you were more sad than I was. So I knew that I was like, I don't want to say the stronger one, but I knew that you needed more like attention and care than you normally would. And I was like really aware of that. And one of the things I wanted to say before we kind of go into the takeaway for listeners and giving the framework is when we didn't do this, if we weren't doing this now, this is what we would have done in the past, and this is where we would get disconnected. And so I feel like just naming what I would have done in the past, I would have been super resentful, overwhelmed at all the different chores I would have to do. I would be in an internal conflict of like, why does this have to feel so busy? Why can't I just be with a partner who's going to like be my big teddy bear and come take me away from all of this? Like, why do I have to work so hard when I've worked hard my whole life? Like, just that narrative, like me being a victim. And then that would make me stay stuck in our relationship. It definitely did not make me have amorous feelings towards you. It made me feel like I'm stuck in this and it's your fault. That's past, right? Now for me, it's like, oh, we're in this together. And although we are super busy, we get to do it and we get to do it together. And I'm so grateful we do. It's just a shift in that I'm grateful that I'm alive, that I have this amazing family, that I have this husband who wants to show up for our family and for our coupleship in that way. I mean, you know, we make requests of each other. Like I had to say, EJ, we've got to be able to connect in the morning because I feel like it's happening. Like you're going away from me. And I want you to come towards me. And I was okay saying that. And you didn't get defensive about it. So again, in the past, I would have been stuck in my old story, which again is what we see most of our couples coming into our counseling center doing. And so we have to help them get unstuck. We're just getting unstuck.
And in the past, what I would do is I'd try to just do things on my own. Mm-hmm. I would just be like, okay, this is what I got to do. And I'll just like get this done. When Tara would inevitably get resentful towards me, I would get really judgmental of it because a lot of times it looks like overwhelm and I would get critical and I would judge her. And that then would make me just pull back more and more and more. And yeah, I would just like, I would become very isolated and resentful myself of like, why can't I have somebody who is, you know, can be more graceful in these moments? So we'd both do a lot of judging.
Yeah.
And we'd both resent each other.
I would critique you more too.
Yeah. And she would get, Tara would get very critical of me and I would get very reactive to the critical. Yeah. And we even saw that in those couple days where we were sort of slipping, was all of a sudden, like I would walk out in the morning and I can just see it. She scans me head to toe. Your hair doesn't, I don't like your hair. I don't like your shirt.
I don't say that. I don't say I don't like. I say,
yes,
I come up and I start fixing you.
You don't verbally say it, but you absolutely say it in your body language.
Yes, but I've got to share this. So it's not that I don't like your shirt or your hair. It's that I'm uncomfortable. I'm feeling disconnected. So I've got to have some way of projecting my discomfort onto you.
Yes.
Because it really has nothing to do with your hair or shirt, but that's what would happen when we're not connected. I pick you apart. This is what our brains want to be like, see that hair is out of order. It's sticking up. You know what I mean?
And that would be really hard for me. And then I would judge that. Just like you.
Yeah.
So we would be, I mean, at the end of the day, I think what we're saying is we would get caught into a cycle of judgment and resentment.
And disconnection. Yes. And now look at us, honey, we're growing up. I'm going to be 50 soon and you're past 50 and we're finally there.
We're finally.
Because you can share all of that and I don't feel triggered at all.
Yeah.
And I think I can share what I said and you don't.
Totally.
We can talk about it now. And this is like when you know, when we have our couples in and we know they're ready to kind of go forth into life, it's because they can talk about difficult things and they're at peace.
Yeah.
They're neutral and calm in their body and it's so freaking awesome.
Yeah. That relates, if you haven't listened to the episode with Leanne, I think it's like 237.
Oh, yes.
That's about differentiation. It's like that we can say difficult things to each other and we can still hold space for it. And that's like that you can have your feelings. I can have my feelings. We can even say things that are difficult to each other and we can both handle it. And there's a peace to that. Like that feels amazing.
And don't get me wrong, just 3 to 4 days ago, listeners, we were not
starting to fall into these
old
patterns.
We were starting to fall into old patterns. But because we are compelled to use the skills we know and we do this podcast and we have a counseling center based on healthy relationships, we have to. And so we are not perfect by any means, but we just keep using our tools and our emotion regulation to have the relationship we want to. So it doesn't mean we're like in this like fabulous place all the time at all, but we get to that place of disconnection. We're like, oh gosh, that's happening. So takeaway for listeners is really, if you feel connected and then you're in a place of disconnection, like really understanding what that is, what is that season, and how can you create a season that you both want to be in intentionally together so it doesn't control you, so that it might be winter and it might be frigid and cold, but you can't wait to put on your hat and mittens, right? Because you know that like it feels really good. And so really it's just like not getting stuck in unconscious patterns that happen. I mean, EJ and I have been working on being intentional for years and it just happens, but you can feel it and it doesn't feel good. And don't let it go on for too long. Yeah. Like make these changes happen. And so what season are you in?
I think that's the first question you want to ask your partner is like, what season are you in? And then naming it together first. And then you might want to ask yourself, well, are we choosing to be in that season? Like if the first thing both of you say is disconnection, chaos, sadness, then you're like, wow, is that like where do we choose that? And if you guys look at each other and you're like, no, that's not the season that we want to be in, then okay. Then the next question is, what season do we want to begin?
Yes.
And you're asking yourself questions also around like if you name the season and it's not what you want it to be, like, why is that? Like, what are the external? What are we dealing with as a couple right now that is shaping our season, is dictating our season?
And here's the thing that has helped us. It's just like an intentional practice or practices. We have a couple now that you can do to make sure that season, whatever you name it, like ours is connection, to stay connected despite all of the external circumstances. Like, we have agency, we have control. Yes. We can feel empowered in this together, you know, instead of be swept away from it. Yep. So we're hoping that this episode was really helpful, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. And one last thing is, together, name your season, and see if you can create one intentional act this week together that is going to help you move into that season.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, listeners. And we're really hoping that this resonated with you. And again, we love hearing from you. And if you want to, like, give us some ideas of maybe practices that you've put into practice that have really helped change that season to be what you want it to be, we love hearing from that. Yeah. And then we love sharing those stories to our other listeners, because here's the thing, it actually works.
Yeah. Or share the season you're in. Tell us the season you're in.
And
tell
we can
us about
give
it.
You some tips.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, it's super helpful if you share the podcast, if you let somebody know about us, maybe share it through a text. Check us out on Instagram, Relationship Renovation. We put a lot of fun shorts and reels out there.
And always rating the podcast.
Yeah, rate us, please. We love
review
that.
Review us, yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. As always, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Singing on the train, me and you listening to the rain, me and you, we are the same, me and you have all the fame we need, indeed, you and me, are we?